Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the power of God, to let you know Jesus will change your life, make your life brand new. Turn your life around. Make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we are here on radio to preach Jesus to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know he will make your life brand new. Turn your life around. Make your future brighter than your past. Praise God. Amen. We live in an age the coronavirus has really changed our world, our nation. Praise God. I know the vaccines are out. We're looking for a light at the end of the tunnel. The jails and prisons closed March of 2020. Praise God. But we are still preaching the gospel on radio and on the internet like we always do. Praise God. Until we get a green light to go back and do what God called us to do into the jails and prisons. Now, here on radio, we've been preaching during the month of February. Do you love God? We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this powerful message, the continuation of it. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune to today's broadcast for this exciting message, the continuation. And to close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Praise God. Do you love God? Jesus clearly told us if we love Him, we will keep His commandments. Believe what that Bible said, not what some false prophet tell you, but believe what this Bible said if you plan on going to heaven. Amen. I heard those false prophets get out there talking to them crowds. Talking about you ain't got to obey the word. You're under grace. Amen. Grace don't give you an excuse not to be obedient to the word of God. You hear me? Praise God. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. Amen. St. John 14:23, Missionary Velvet. Anyway, sir, St. John 14:23, glory to God.
He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him.
That's what he said. He said, if you love him, you will keep his words. Keep his commandments. Keep his word. Praise God. St. John 15:10. Praise the Lord. What is that, Missionary Velvet? Glory to God. Amen.
John 15:10. He said, if you keep my commandments, you should abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
God is pleased when we do right. Amen. Don't steal. Don't shoplift in them stores. Don't steal. God is pleased when young people don't fornicate, middle-aged senior citizens, do not fornicate. Don't be living together with unmarried people, getting into bed with them. God is pleased when people do right. Glory to God. Folks, well, I need somebody to pay the rent. There's no excuse for you to commit fornication. No excuse, praise God, for you to commit sin. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Folks going to die and go to hell sinning, doing wrong. Praise the Lord. And I'm here on radio going to tell you about it. Amen. I'm telling you, you cannot go to heaven in your sins. But you need to get rid of them. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you love Jesus, you will keep his words. You will keep his commandments. Praise the Lord. Keep his word. I believe in living this Bible. Praise the Lord. Obeying what this word said. Because the Lord saved me. Like I told you in an earlier broadcast. The Lord sanctified me. Put a new life in my soul. Like Paul said. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now, I was in social studies in school. They said, when you said man, that means female too. Glory to God. So, amen. When Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, he means female as well. Praise God. You are a new person. Old things, your sinful habits goes out. You hear me? Sin goes out. Amen. That same Bible declares, 1 John 3:5. 1 John 3 and 5, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
1 John 3:5. And you know that he will manifest it to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abides in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him.
You remember what the Bible said? Now listen, letting you know, Jesus came to take your sins away. Amen. If you took your sins away, you ain't got nothing to sin with. You hear me? Glory to God. Now, when you got Christians saying they confessed Jesus, but still sinning, then the Lord ain't took their sins away. They still sinning. Praise God. So why? Amen. Believe them. Amen. You can't go to heaven with the devil still in your heart. Glory to God. Because you commit sin, the devil is in there. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to live right. It's time to love God. It's time to keep his word. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Like I do. Love my Father and keep his commandments. Praise God. You got to live right. That song, them sanctified people used to sing, Missionary Velvet. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. Amen. You got to live right. Folks think, well, grace gonna slip in like a thief. It don't work like that. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, grace is giving you a chance to repent of your sins. Grace is giving you a chance to give up the world. Grace is giving you a chance to, amen, deny yourself. Grace is giving you a chance to get back on the altar and ask the Lord to breathe in your soul and sanctify you wholly. That's what grace is for. Grace ain't there like these false prophets teach, like to cover you, hide you while you committing fornication. Hide you while you, amen, in bed with somebody you're not married to or got somebody's wife, husband. Hide you, praise God. So God don't see that. He see Jesus. Lying devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God sees people when in their sin. He see you when you're doing wrong. Yes, he does. Praise the Lord. If you don't get it right, you want to die and go to hell. Praise God. And folks need to repent and stop their sinning if you plan on going to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You can believe those false prophets all you want to. And die and go to hell. They going to hell, you going to hell with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God ain't got no preacher. Amen. Encouraging folk to commit sin. Praise God. He ain't got no preacher out there defending folks in their sins. Amen. But God's preacher is telling people to come out of sin. Come all the way out. Praise the Lord. That's God's preacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come all the way out of sin. Praise the Lord. So Jesus will sanctify you and take sin out of you. Praise the Lord. So you can live right and be saved and make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. 1 John 3. Pick up there where you left off at, Missionary Velvet. St. John 3. And what verse you on?
It says St. John 3. It says 7 verse, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
You heard what that Bible said?
For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Now Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. When Jesus come in you, the devil goes out. Amen. So you can't be, amen, having two spirits in you at the same time. It don't work like that. Look at me. I know some people, well, you know you in the flesh. It don't work like that. Glory to God. Amen. When the flesh is in there, that's because the devil is in there. Praise our God. When the Lord saved you, the flesh is crucified. The flesh dies. You hear me? Glory to God. And I'm alive in Jesus. Praise our God. Amen. New man in Jesus. That's why I can live right. Amen. That's why I can treat people right. I can love my wife, Missionary Velvet, and treat her right. Glory to God. Because I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I don't have no girlfriend on the side. You hear me? Glory to God. I love my wife. Praise God. Amen. I got one wife. One marriage. Amen. That's the only marriage since I've been in this world. Praise God. Because I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm Holy Ghost filled. I'm fire baptized. Hanamanda. Hidamahaya. Hanamashanda. Hidamasikanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You got to live right. You plan on going to heaven. Hallelujah. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
You heard what that Bible said? Praise of God. If you love God, you will be born again.
Amen.
The new nature comes in. Amen. Sin goes out. Darkness goes out. Light and darkness don't mix. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. But when Jesus moves in, the devil's gone. Praise up God. Hallelujah. Praise up God. Them old saints used to sing a song, Missionary Velvet, said, my mind, my mind, my mind is gone.
My mind is gone.
That old evil mind is gone.
That old evil mind I had.
But the Lord gave me a brand new mind.
Amen.
Jesus gave me a brand new mind. My mind is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. When Jesus come in you, he will change you inside out. Change your way of conversation. You don't curse no more. You don't lie no more. Amen. Because Jesus is in your soul. Can y'all say amen? Can y'all say glory? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like preaching. Praise of God. Because Jesus is in my soul. Praise of God. It's time now for playing church. But it's time to be real. I say it's time to be real, because Jesus coming back for a people that are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that are saved, that are living right. Glory to God, amen. That are on their way to heaven. Praise of God. Because Jesus said, St. John 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Did he say so? Praise of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, I don't have time for these false prophets. Glory to God, amen. Up there encouraging folks. Amen. Trying to act like you can be saved and sin too. Glory to God, amen. But you can't serve two masters. Amen. But you got to make your mind up. What side you on? I made up my mind. I want to be saved. I want to live right. So I can be able to be going in when the saints go marching in. Amen. Don't that sound good? Can y'all say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to live right. Amen. You hear me? Praise God. So I can make heaven my home. Amen. If you want to play games and follow those false prophets, that's your business.
But as for me, I'm going to live right. I'm going to obey that Bible. I'm going to obey that word. I'm going to, amen, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to live right so I can make heaven my home. Because God is watching. He's looking. He sees all we do. He hears all we say. Amen. Our life is being recorded. So therefore, you got to live right if you want to make heaven your home. Can y'all say amen? Can y'all say glory? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, those of you that's incarcerated, you better live right. Amen. In that cell house, you better live right. Amen. Don't be cursing. Don't be drinking mash. Don't be fighting. Don't be stealing. But you got to live right. Because God sees. He sees those of you that's out there, amen, in the local jails. He sees you. They're on death row. He sees you in isolation, in segregation. He sees you. Those of you in the free world, God is watching. He looks. He sees in the bedroom when folks in them beds with somebody they're not married to. He sees the homosexual. He sees the lesbian. He's looking at the evil that folks are doing. But I want to let you know, it's time to live right. It's time to do right. Because Jesus coming back. I said, Jesus coming back. And I'm telling you, in order to go back and be caught up in heaven, you better be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Your name better be signed down on heaven's roll. Because ain't nothing going up but what come down. There's the blood of Jesus. That's the Holy Ghost. Can y'all say amen? Can y'all say glory? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Praise God. Missionary Family, you got a song. Because I'm telling you, I'm on a spiritual high. Praise our God. Amen. Come on and sing your song.
Praise
hallelujah.
Him, praise glory praise to God. Him. Hallelujah. Love is, God is love and his power is mighty. This song said I wrote a couple years ago, said, let me in. And I was talking about love. And this song said, I love you. And gave my life for you because you were very, very important to me. That's why I took all that pain from the crown of thorns upon my head. Took the sword that pierced me in my side. Took the nails in my hands and feet and hung on that old cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. Because you were so, so important to me to prove my love. On that third day, I rose a citizen to heaven. Now sitteth on the right hand of God my Father, waiting for you, waiting for you to accept my love. I stand at your door, knocking and knocking, asking and asking, let me in, please let me in, please let me in, please let me in. I want to commune with you, and you commune with me. You will have my undivided attention. Ask what you will. Anything, anything, according to my will. And I will give it to you. So please let me in. Please let me in. Please let me in. And I love you. And my Father love you. Because you are so, so important to me. I want to commune with you, and you commune with me. And you will have my love. You will have my undivided attention. So please let me in. Please let me in. And I really do love you. So let me, let me, let me in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, let me in.
Hallelujah.
Let Jesus in. Because Jesus will treat you right.
Hallelujah.
He'll cause you to live right. Cause you to do right. Cause you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm a Jesus man. I let Jesus in my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All right.
I'm telling you, make you do right. Make you love one another. And treat people the way you want to be treated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. That beautiful song from Missionary Velvet. Praise God, God. Let Jesus in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Read me some more from the third chapter of the Gospel of 1 John, I mean to say. 1 John.
So 1 John
3. And start, drop down to verse number 14.
1 John 3 and 14. Know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
Now, if you don't love your brother, don't love your sister, then death is your pay. And hell follows death. Praise God. Amen. So many people got so much devil in them that they want to kill folks, want to murder people. Praise God. Because the devil is in them. You hear me? The devil is in them. That's why they take weapons and shed innocent blood. Because the devil is in them. Praise God. Kill people. Then try to cover it up. Cover the crime up. Trying to escape punishment. Escape the, amen, being punished. Amen. Want to try to hire some lawyer to so-called, they don't want to be punished. They don't want to suffer the death penalty. Praise God. They took the life of that innocent victim. But they don't want to suffer the penalty for their sin. God called that wicked. You hear me? Wicked. Glory to God. Amen. If people don't repent and get that stuff right, then God is going to punish the people. That's why hellfire is there. People act like hell not real. You can act like it's not real all you want to, but hell is real, people. And folks are going in there. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and folks are going in there because of their disobedience to God's word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paying some lawyer to tell a lie because you don't want to pay the price for your sin. Praise God. But you will take the life of an innocent victim. God called that wicked. Praise the Lord. He called that evil. Amen. But I want to let you know, Jesus come to save people from their sins. Because you can pay a lawyer to get you off, to escape punishment for your sin. But the only way to escape hellfire is Jesus Christ. That's the only way. If you don't get him in your life, don't stop your sinning, praise God, and get Jesus. Then in hellfire you're going. And no lawyer is going to be able to get you out of hell. Praise God. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Folks can say, well, I don't believe it. Well, you can say that all you want to. But hell ain't going nowhere. It's going to be right there. Praise God. And you're going to say you don't believe it all you want to, but it's going to be right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And folk need to know that. Praise God. Hell is real. I know preachers don't preach it because they're going there themselves. That's why they don't preach it, because the only way to hell themselves. Praise God. But I'm going to let you know, God's preacher going to tell you about it. Amen. Because Jesus warned the people. And I'm going to warn you to escape a burning hell. Praise God. So many people are so blinded by Satan. Praise God. Live a whole shabby life. No good life. Sinning, doing wrong. Praise God. And then when a person leave here, want to push them into heaven. Amen. You can't go to heaven like that. Praise God. Ain't no sinner going in heaven. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, no sinner going to heaven. Folks better stop these lying how they do at these vigils. Amen. At these funerals, home graves, side services. So much lying going on, trying to push sinners into heaven. Praise God. You can't push now a sinner into heaven. Praise God. But it takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the blood of Jesus to go sweeping through the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. It takes holiness to make it into heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Folk need to understand, know that. Do you love God? Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Because I'm a holiness preacher. I preach holiness. Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you this powerful word. Praise God. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over. Amen. Fill them up with the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch the prisoners. In the name of Jesus. Lord, immunize the people. The saints of God. From the coronavirus. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know this is Holy Ghost fire that's going through these radio waves. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' my name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Lord, while you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Son, say, oh, let me leave. All things are possible if you only believe. Hallelujah. You have to believe that the Lord can set you free, that he can save, he can deliver you from whatever you're bound with. Hallelujah. So you believe that prayer, the home, that prayer, and that message, you have been set free. So hang in there and don't ever let it go. Hallelujah. Because there is always hope in Jesus Christ. Those in the free world, with those behind prison bars, we thank you and we praise God for you because you were important to Ella Holmes and I. As I often say, that you are more important to Jesus. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. So you give, so you just, he said, open your arms wide and your heart wide. The Lord is there to receive you. Don't be in the free world, that can be your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. And the Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. I don't ever get tired of saying that because it's a true statement, hallelujah. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. You give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we get a green light. We'll be going back, doing what God called us to do into the jails and prisons. Those in the free world, cling to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Those of you incarcerated during the coronavirus, write our ministry. Since we can't go come and visit you, you write us. Let me know you out there. Praise God. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train!